Hey, I'm just letting you know that in February 2023, I am speaking at my friend Andy Storch's event in Sonoma, California. It's called the Talent Development Think Tank. I'll be running a session on marketing your workshops. And on day three, I'll be hosting the 2-hour workshop blueprint session. I'd love to see you there. Head on over to leannehughes.com/think tank. Enjoy the episode.
Life's too short, so you're here to work and live large. Here's your host with nothing to lose, Leanne Hughes.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Leanne Hughes, and today we've got a 2x Tuesday episode where I'm sharing my ideas and the top two things that you need to focus on for you to thrive if you're starting a new job. We know right now in the world, the great resignation, people are shuffling around, the unemployment rates are insane. That puts power in you, if you're an employee, to sort of shop around. So you might be in the midst of starting a new job and thinking, how can I be of most service and value? So I'll share that in a moment. I just want to say the last episode, Wall 11, Work and Live Large number 11 with Matthew Stewart. If you haven't listened to it already, tune in. If you need some inspiration, if you want pragmatic ideas on reimagining what work can look like, that is a smashing episode. If you're new here, thank you so much for tuning in. Hit subscribe so you get these delivered straight to your podcast player of choice every week. I'll have another amazing interview coming up in the next episode. And you can get my 2x Tuesday delivered to your inbox every 2 weeks, of course, keeping in with the 2x2 theme. And it not only has links to the YouTube video of this and the breakdown, but also an insight to something that I'm thinking about that could be of value to you, and my curated list of things where I just share, like if it's something that I think is a cool article or a cool video, something that I think is worth your time, I curate these and send these to you every second week. Head on over to leannehughes.com to subscribe. Okay, now onto the show. Oh, by the way, if you are watching this on YouTube, I have an official 2x Tuesday shirt. It's all official. So welcome in. Today we're tackling the question, how can you thrive in the first 90 days of starting a new job? Now, a few caveats before I leap into describing the two things that I think are really important for you to thrive when you start a new job. The first is that in this scenario, I'm not talking about someone that's coming in to disrupt a business. They've been brought in to like shake things up very quickly. I'm just talking about basically a normal, if we can say that, if normal even stands the case, a normal run-of-the-mill type of job. Are you going in where you're just getting started and not expected to shake things up and make some moves very quickly? The second thing I want to share is this is really based on a conversation I had with someone. They've got a new supervisor that started in their business, and this person has been just a bit of a ghost, like not actually even talking or engaging with people. And I just think, okay, this is where it's come from. My frustration with that. So that's the caveats around this one. And the definition here is how can you thrive? So we're coming in from your personal perspective on how you can thrive personally, not about the perception of other people, though that will be brought up. So here are the two elements that I think are really important if you are to thrive in the first 90 days of your job. The first of all is the amount of conversations that you're having. I think that is so important, the frequency. In fact, Jonah Berger talks about this in his book, Invisible Influence. He shares that the amount of times that someone sees you, they end up actually developing more of a relationship with you. So it's the frequency of how often you're showing up. So we have high here, like getting out, your frequency is really high, you're talking to a lot of people, or not so much. And by this, of course, I mean virtually as well. So I mean, all the touch points that you're on calls and actually connecting with people, having phone calls, the ways that you communicate asynchronously as well. And on the y-axis, I have something here. And look, it's so funny when I create these because I do deliberate, oh, like what are the two most important things? I think patience with yourself is actually really important if you are to thrive, because I've been in situations where I put a lot of pressure on myself to get things done in the first 90 days and it doesn't really serve you. You've got more time than that. Patience with yourself is on the y-axis, high patience with yourself, low patience with yourself. Top right, that is where you've got high patience with yourself and you're getting a lot of conversations. What I'm going to call this is you're playing the role of host. In the top left, if you don't have frequency of communication, but you're being very patient with how you're starting, I think you could possibly be perceived as a bit of a ghost. Like, where is this person? And in a moment, I'll share some strategies, what that looks like and what you can do to move and shift around this matrix as well. In the bottom right, you're having a lot of conversations and you're also putting a lot of pressure on yourself to add value. And I have been this person. I think I am this person a lot when I work on new client gigs or just in any role that I've been in. I want to come in and jump in and just take action. In terms of thriving though, yes, I'm activated, but I don't know if it's the best place to be. And then bottom left is you're not having conversations and you're putting a high amount of pressure on yourself to get things done. You're quite impatient with yourself. So I'm going to actually call this one await. So there we have the four different categories: host, ghost, activate, and await. Let's talk about the role of host. Top right, this is like you're having lots of conversations, but you're also very patient and not jumping in. And I think ideally, I think in your first 90 days, try to play the role of host and recognize that you can add value by not having to jump in and come to solutions. Everything that MBS talks about, Michael Bungay Sanger talks about in his book, The Advice Trap. You can add value by listening, by learning. There is a lot of pressure that we think, I've got to jump in, and the second that I'm at this new job, I have to show my ability and show them how great I am and get all these quick wins and do things and make progress. But I think it actually works in your favor if you want to thrive, to be more curious, more open, see what's going on, suss it out before then leaping in and taking the action. In the process of listening, you're also building your brand. You can add value by being someone that actually listens, that actually asks questions. As much as we talk about it, it seems that we're all in solution-driven mode and we want to just get stuff done. It's a simple but super effective way of building relationships, finding out more about the business. And because first 90 days, you can ask any question you want. Hopefully you continue that philosophy. I think you can ask any question you want at any time, but you definitely seem to get away with it more in that first 3 months of starting a job. So that's host. I think that's where we should all aspire to be in the first 90 days. In the bottom right, I've got activate here, and this is where I spend my time because I feel all this pressure to like understand the acronyms and get all the policies. And in terms of your health and how you feel about it, you really put yourself under pressure. And I think it's unnecessary pressure. Great that you are interested and keen to support and drive things, but you've got time. You've actually got time, and 3 months is not a long period of time. So I think create the space for yourself to continue having the conversations, which is what you're doing, but also recognize that it's okay. You can calm down and you've got the time to do that. And recognizing that you actually having those conversations is a way that you're getting things done in a counterintuitive way. You are building reputation, you're building your brand, you're building up that frequency of interaction. So it's okay. You can chill. You can chill a bit. On the top left here, I have a ghost, and this was the example I was talking about when I was referring to the supervisor. So the friend that I was talking to was saying, we've got a new supervisor in. They said in the first day that they would come around and talk to everyone. They didn't do that. So of course, that's one quick way of breaking trust. And I think ghost tends to happen when we're in organizations where there's a lot of stuff that you need to know to get your job done. And you might have been thrown in the deep end. You might not have the training and support. I do think, though, that needs to be balanced with actually getting out and talking to people, because the perception is, well, who is this person? Everyone wants to know who you are. That's the first thing. So if you are playing in ghost, you're working behind the scenes. Part of this is not only doing the work, but communicating that you are, but also being front of stage in the first 90 days is really important, right? So I would actually suggest getting more of those conversations under your belt. Bottom left is await. This is where you're not having conversations, but you're still putting a lot of pressure on yourself to get things done. Again, same as this example, I think the key to this is like, just stop what you're doing. Stop putting that pressure on yourself to learn everything and just get out there and talk to people. Unfortunately, those formal processes of onboarding and the policies, they're not enough to get you up to scratch to where you need to be. It's all of the informal work that will help support you. So these conversations will actually help you become better at the value that you're trying to bring to your role. All you need to do is ask questions, be curious, be open, and show up. You will get a far better response and actually like really know how things are done if you get out and talk to people. I've been in a situation as well where I've sort of like tucked myself away and I want to make sure that I understand the business, particularly when I've jumped into a job in a new industry that I have no idea about. I feel like I need to understand this business and the industry before I talk to people. Like I need to get permission. I'm here to give you permission and let you know that through the process of conversation, through the fact that you're new, go out, find people. Everyone will love it. People love being asked for their advice and their opinion on things, by the way. So that would be my suggestion for you as well, is like actually get out, talk to people, create the space, become a host, and enjoy those first 90 days trying to reduce that pressure on yourself to always deliver a quick win or get results straight away. That's it for today. It's a 2x Tuesday. How do you thrive in the first 90 days of your new job. The two axes are the frequency of conversations, how often you're getting out and amongst it and talking to people. And on the y-axis is how patient are you with yourself? We've got four different categories. Host, which means that you're creating the space and you're being curious and open-minded and you're being patient with yourself. We have activate, which is you're having the conversations, but you're just trying to get things done. Just give yourself permission to slow down and calm down. That's a reminder to myself. Top left is ghost. People are going like, who is this person? Where are they? They're very patient, but they're not actually getting out and about. And bottom left is await, right? So you're like, okay, I need permission to actually go and talk to people. I'm giving you permission now to get out and amongst it. All the best with your first 90 days in a role. If you find this helpful, please share it with a friend that's starting a new job. And if you've got ideas or comments on this, feel free to comment in the YouTube video or send me a message on LinkedIn or Instagram at Leanne Hughes. Chat to you soon. You're the best. Thank you so much for tuning in to Work and Live Large. I really appreciate you. If you know someone in your network and you think, oh my gosh, they've got so much potential, like I want them to live and work larger, send them this episode. I think they might appreciate it. I also appreciate hearing from you, your feedback, your thoughts, your questions, anything. You can shoot me an email, hello@leannehughes.com, or find me on LinkedIn, just search for Leanne Hughes. Stay up to date with all the episodes by heading on over to leannehughes.com/subscribe, and all the best with your week as you go around living it up.